Il y en avait un. Il est parti ce matin. Il y avait un tout petit bébé ce matin.
À tout à l'heure.
Anyway, that was a little. That was Madame in the chambre d'hôte at La Ferme des Tostes. By the way, Tostes, I'm told now, is a patois word which means Hamlet. So that's another thing we didn't know before. A completely useless bit of information, but that's the way we go along anyway in languages. Now, where did we get to? Oh, yes. Later on, we had a splendid dinner. Now, what do we have? I personally had a salad, an asparagus salad. Very delicate it was. My son had...
Langoustine.
Langoustine. And Bet had...
I had mashed aubergine. It sounds funny, but it was absolutely delicious. And there was even a yellow nasturtium flower. I didn't eat that, though.
You can eat nasturtiums. And it was actually supposed to be caviar.
Caviar aubergine.
And then for the second course, that was your first course, wasn't it? And for the second course, I had a Chateaubriand steak with trimmings and so forth. And so did David, yes?
Yes.
I had
some fish. It was called dorade.
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 And it was delicious. Beautifully cooked, and all the trimmings were excellent. Hmm. Really well thought out. And presented meal.
Oh, very, very cordon.
Oh, yes.
Very bleu bleu. Cordon azur.
Yes. And the dessert.
The dessert. What did you have for dessert?
It was I don't know what they called it, but it was a strawberry flavour, and it had strawberries in it. But it was like a little mousse on top of it, which had been popped onto the grill to brown on top, and it was all gooey and marvellous inside.
Beautiful.
Like a gooey cream in the strawberries.
Sensuous.
And
sybaritic.
It had a lemon coulis all round it, which gave it a really
I thought
pleasant
coulis.
Flavor.
I thought coulis were dark-skinned.
No.
No, this was a different kind of coulis.
C-O-U-L-I-S.
Now, what did I have? Oh, yes. I had... I've never had it before. It was beautiful. It was... called, I think, iced nougat. And it was, in fact, a kind of ice cream made out of a kind of nuggety material with lumps of nuts in it. And it was also with a coulis, a yellow kind of coulis around the plate. Yes. And you had...
I had the traditional Norman apple pie with the with lashings and lashings of cream.
Sort
of beginnings of lots of cream, I expect, as we progress through this part of the country.
And then we went...
Coffee. We also had a selection of cheeses in between.
Oh, some cheeses. Well, yes, they were quite nice.
And meanwhile, we were in conversation with...
With an English couple. How would you describe them? They were quite, as you say, quite agreeable. The one was a very, very... old man. I think I would put him at least 65. Older than we are, anyway. I mean, older in manners, older in behaviour, older in ideas. And she was all right. She struck me as being the sort of motive power behind the couple.
She ran her own business.
She ran her own business.
And she
drove 1,000 miles a week.
I think she was rather sort of protective towards him.
And he was a percussionist.
He used to be a percussionist.
Popular music bands.
Popular music. So we're talking about, not a sort of...
No, but big band. Popular,
oh, big bands.
Big band sort of thing.
So he got rhythm, obviously, or had some kind of rhythm. And then we went back to the lounge where the... Oh, by the way, the lounge where the reclining chairs were, the reclining chairs were very superior, much better than I ever... come across in any cross-channel steamers before. And there we were, we came into contact with a pair of pastors. I said pastors, right?
Yeah.
And Baptist pastors, we didn't know at the time. One was French and one was English, complete with family. The French had a family with them. And they were very, very nice people, and we sort of chatted with them.
They're very nice. They didn't mention Jesus till the very end.
And now I'm quite sure that Jesus loves me personally.
Which is nice to know.
Which is nice to know. We came off the boat. We got, after sundry wanderings, we got to the Hotel Bonsai, which was slightly disappointing. I think we'll gloss over the events of the night. Suffice it to say, they were the decibels. It was a decibel night, I would say, a decibel night. And I still felt the effects the following morning. And I think I'm going to stop at that point because we're going on to another day now.
Yes.
Right, so you can carry on as you want to.
Oh, would you like to carry on, Mum?
Oh dear, what do I think now? Oh yes, well, by the time we got up, things were settling down. We had breakfast, which wasn't anything special, but we had some...
Sorry?
It was fine, it was adequate, and plenty of coffee and so on. And then we set off towards... Pardon?
The chap in charge was very generous.
Oh yes, the chap in charge was, yes, he was very, very pleasant. And Stan made a phone call, free of charge, to...
He made the phone call, actually.
Oh, he made it for you, yes. To La Ferme des Tostes, where we were going to stay the following night. Oh, that night.
Tonight.
Tonight, in fact. And we packed up and we pushed off and we went, aimed for Bayeux. No, not Bayeux. Where
yes,
do we
Bayeux.
Go? Bayeux, yes. Bayeux. Because we wanted to see the tapestry, which we saw for the third time, I think. But, oh, it's so much changed. Not the tapestry itself, but the presentation. First of all, you looked around pictures of it, and all the details were given to you in... and you can read it in any language you happen to know. And then there was a film. We went to the English-speaking film. It happened to be the one that was ready at the time we went in, and that was very well done. That gave you the historical background more. And then we followed up by going to the actual tapestry itself.
Translated all the Latin?
Oh, yes. We went through translating the Latin, and we found one other person who remembered their Latin from way back. So it was quite fun. And then... oh yes, Stan got tickets that would take us to three venues. There was the tapestry. Then there was a museum with lots of ceramics.
Musée de
Gérard. Yeah. Lots of ceramics and paintings. I wasn't too keen on the paintings. There were a few that were good. We could have gone to another museum, but the time was going by and we were getting tired. So we set off again from Bayeux. Oh, meantime, we'd had some crepe for our lunch. Then we set off for Caen. We went all around Caen. Oh, by the way, we did, in fact, walk from one end to the other of Bayeux, all round and right across. And I think we know Bayeux like the back of our hands now. So anyway, we set off for Caen. Now we had to go all round Caen, followed the route, and eventually came off the N13, which was an auto route, more or less, but only two tracks on each side. And we followed the Ferme des Tostes directions to get to the place. Now that was a palaver. Yeah, we found it. The directions were absolutely correct and easy to follow, but we got to the end of it and we went down a muddy farm track. We had to keep right to the middle because there was a muddy ditch on each side, and there was a grass in the middle. There was just two tracks that we could take the car tyres down. So anyway, we got here in the end, and it is absolutely beautiful. It's a modern version of Well, these I think are the original black and white buildings, or brown and white.
These are farm
which have
buildings.
Been, they are real farm buildings which have been modernised. But they're exactly as they were, but repainted and really spotless. The floor was absolutely, we'd eat off the floor, nearly. So David had a nice big room to himself, and we moved to the next house where the breakfast room is and a place to watch a television. And our room was there, and that was quite nice, a good bathroom. And then we came downstairs and we were going to be served dinner at 7:30. Three quarters of an hour's time. In the house that belonged to the owners of the place.
That does belong.
Does belong to the owners of the place. And that's going to be fish soup, fish main course, and a fishy sweet. But don't forget
it.
A fishy swell. In fact, it is Friday. So that explains
it. Bon, fact, yeah. Bon catholique de l'ancienne manière.
Will that come out on this?
You forgot one thing in Bayeux, which I should just mention.
Oh, what's that?
We saw the cathedral as well.
Oh, the cathedral. Yes. Yeah.
I went into the cathedral mainly to get information on the organ for young Richard, which I did. And I was very pleased that they had a CD of the recording, which was made at the concert to commemorate the renewal of the organ, the renovation of the organ, which was 4 years ago. And it sounds beautiful on the CD, and the CD also includes the specifications, which Richard will be very pleased with. There is in the cathedral in Bayeux a picture of Thomas a Becket, which is a bit gory because you can see the monk's hand being chopped off behind him. And that's because Becket was in France for a while and preached a few sermons in the cathedral there. Down in the crypt, there were some much older parts of the cathedral that go back to, might even go back to the time when it was first built by Bishop Odo, or Odon, who was the half-brother of William the Conqueror. And there were some interesting lighting effects which made the little miniature gargoyles underneath the Romanesque paintings look particularly gruesome. Right, well, I think that ends today's little report.